This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2014, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 11th annual, and I've been to several of these things. I think this might be my seventh. It's been an absolute blast to watch the event grow over the years, and there's so many people here, more than you could possibly meet. But every time you do meet them, they're always just such nice folks and people who are really dedicated to the ideas of freedom. I mean, you've got to be dedicated to the ideas of freedom to consider and actually make a move to New Hampshire. Many of the people here have not yet made the move. They're either still in the process of trying to figure out how to go about doing that. A lot of people have loose ends that got to tie up, strings that need to be taken care of or cut, and before they can make the move out here. And as time goes on, I think we're going to see more business owners coming. It's easier for the single people to come, the younger single people early on. Now we're seeing more families, more people with established businesses finally wrapping up some of the things they've got to wrap up wherever it is they live to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the idea of getting 20,000 liberty-oriented people all together in the same geographic area to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's the idea here. That's why the Free State Project exists. And that's the point of Porkfest, is to come show off the community of what is it like to be around people who are freedom-oriented, to actually live around more than a handful of people who care enough about freedom to do something about it. You can have a taste of that here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So come on up. It's not too late for you to join us here. Friday, Saturday still remain as full days at this event, full days and nights. It ends on Sunday. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Joining us, Johnson and I, behind the microphones here tonight, is our guest to kick off this hour, Scott Beezer. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello, Ian. Johnson, it's great to be here.
Welcome back. I know we've had you on at some point in the past. I don't know if it was when we were out in California or when it was.
It was in the Liberty Forum in 2009, I think.
Okay, so it's not your first time in New Hampshire then. How many times have you been up this way?
Just that one other time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is my first Porkfest.
It is your first Porkfest. All right. So, of course, you are one of the guys behind some of the great comics available at bigheadpress.com. We've talked a lot about Quantum Vibe here on Free Talk Live, and certainly we can talk more about that. Are you doing vending here? Do you have a big head?
Yeah, we have our canopy set up, and we have our table, and we have most of the books that we published. Basically, everyone that I've had something direct to do with them, writing or art.
How did you get involved in the whole comic book thing? Were you inspired by certain series as a kid, and you thought, "Hey, I want to do this"? What? How'd that happen?
Well, I've been drawing since before I can remember, and I've always enjoyed comics. And at around the turn of the century, when I got laid off from the computer game company I used to work for, I was kind of at odd ends, and I freelanced a little bit. And then Susan Wells came to me with this idea for a graphic novel called A Drug War Carol.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, and so we made a deal, and I drew the book, and first it was just published online, and then there was such a great response to it, we persuaded my brother to help finance publishing it in print version. It's been very well received, and we continued with other books since then.
So about around the turn of the century, you said, was when that happened?
Yeah.
Big Head Press has published a number of different comics. You were so gracious as to send me some of them when I was in jail.
Yeah, you got two books, right?
I got Lemuse and Escape from Terra.
Okay, that means the third one they probably held back from you.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Which one was that?
It was Odysseus the Rebel.
Yep, that definitely got held back. Though they're supposed to give me the things that they hold back at the end of the stay.
What can I say? So maybe there were three books in that package I sent.
So maybe somebody took it home with them. I know what it was. There's a rule at the jail I was staying at that you could only have three books at a time come in. So it may have been that it came in and bounced straight into the library at the jail rather than went into my...
There's also a little bit of nudity in that book. That might have been a problem for him, too.
There was a, there's a frame in Lemuse where Lemuse actually has sex with a... She has a gangbang with a bunch of skinhead Nazis.
Right.
And she basically Fs the hate out of them, as she describes it, I think, in the book. And that was... that they missed, actually. They had they seen that when they were screening the book, they should have actually taken that one out.
Probably.
And prevented me from having... No, I learned that later on, actually. And I was grateful that that made it through, because I was really entertained by Lemuse. Now, did you do any work on Lemuse, or did you just publish that one?
I was only the editor on that book.
Okay.
But it was a fun project, because I got to work with some really talented people, and it was very rewarding from a personal standpoint. Didn't sell as well as we'd hoped for some strange reason, even though we got endorsements from Alan Moore, who's sort of a demigod.
V for Vendetta.
Alan Moore.
Now, I loved it, and I mean, I enjoyed Escape from Terra as well, and Quantum Vibe, of what I've read of that, has been very good. But Lemuse is like this one-off thing, that there's never been a second Lemuse.
No, that was a self-contained story.
And how would you describe it? I mean, like, how do you sum up Lemuse? It's kind of a unique...
Basically, the story. Lemuse is a story of what happens when a beautiful anti-war activist suddenly is discovered to have superpowers. And she suddenly becomes famous as well as having godlike powers, and so she uses that to her best advantage and becomes sort of a well-intended monster.
It's an amazing book. So you're working on Quantum Vibe still right now. In fact, you just put out Volume 2. You've been putting out these comics, most of them, for free on BigHeadPress.com.
Right.
And so, you know, if you want to go and read the latest Quantum Vibe, you can go to BigHeadPress.com, and you can scroll backwards, and you can read the whole series there.
Right.
But at some point you decided, well, let's put these things out in print. And you've already done Volume 1. Now Volume 2, Murphy, is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com. It's 161 full-color pages, and
right.
from what I've seen of your previous works in print, they're very nice. I mean, they're quality prints, and I enjoyed reading them.
Yeah, well, we take advantage of new technology when it comes along, and we found a printer that gives us a very good deal on full-color books.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we went, because we always want to do color, but sometimes... Because of the economics of small press publishing, it's difficult. But the technology advances, and so things get better, and now we can do color.
Now, Johnson, my co-host, went to school for graphic design. Did you do anything like that, or did you just kind of teach yourself?
No, I did end up going to art school the second time in college. The first time it was for journalism, and that didn't work out, so I went back and I never got a degree, but I studied about five semesters worth of art classes, and when I decided I had enough, I got out and started working.
Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I just realized we still can take your calls, but I haven't had phone screening software in front of me. So I'll have to take a look here and see if anybody else wants to chit-chat, because I'd love to have you continue here, Scott, and we'll talk further about your projects and things that are going on.
Sure.
BigHeadPress.com is the site that can link you to multiple different comic books. So let's see. So Quantum Vibe Volume 2 available now. What are some of the other irons in the fire for you?
Well, I'm working on Volume 3, actually, and I'm kind of narrowing my focus just on this one project, because it's the first project that I've written as well as drawn, and it takes all my energy, man. It's like I'm working pretty long hours to keep up the quality of the book and the quality of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be wrapping up Volume 3 sometime late spring, early next summer. We'll have a print edition of that, and that kind of wraps up the whole grand story arc, where we resolve all the issues that have been coming up in the stories thus far, but it also ends in a way that provides a springboard to future stories if we decide to continue it.
So how many hats do you wear? I mean, seems like it's your company. Is it a partnership with somebody else?
Oh, no. My brother Frank, who's sitting out there listening to us, he's really probably the more key individual, because he kind of keeps me from drifting too far a beam.
So
he
like
handles
the business
the money.
Side?
He's
and
the business
the
side.
Artist
he's the publisher,
side.
And he does the business side, and he handles the money, and he handles the advertising and all that kind of thing.
So Frank and Scott Beezer, and you guys have, like, assistants? Or
No, it's just us.
And has it always been that way, the two of you?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you handle what? Artwork, pencil? What do you do for
I do the production. I handle all the art and, the writing and the editing, and I get the books produced and published, and then Frank handles the distribution end.
Johnson, you have any graphics related questions for a pro?
My immediate thought was, you know, just the comment on staying in school until you were ready to work and getting out and just doing it. And that's good advice for anybody who's thinking about attending art school these days. You know, it's just take classes. Don't attend. Yeah. Don't go there for the degree. I went back to school later. I went back for computer science. So it's, you know, I haven't gotten a degree in that. I just went back to learn, and art school. Don't do it.
No. Don't worry too much about the prestige of the college. Mm-hmm. Find the program that has the kind of classes that you want to, you know, that will point you towards your goal.
We're here with Scott Beezer. He is the creator of Quantum Vibe, which you can go and grab the newest volume 2 printed volume over at bigheadpress.com, or just go and read it at quantumvibe.com and see if you like it first. 855-453, you take control here. We'll come back with more from Porkfest 2014.
Quantum Vibe, it's here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Imagine a world in which out-of-control governments monitor every action of every person. Wait. That's today's world. But it's still possible to take control of your own life and your own identity. Start building a new world. Visit mapgate.info and learn basic reasoning skills. Earn pseudonymous academic credentials. That is, earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your name. Take control of your future. Visit mapgate.info.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at PorkFest 2014. It's the 11th annual event here. It's a lot of fun. People are enjoying themselves, the company of others, and we're enjoying the beautiful view right across from the White Mountains in New Hampshire, the northern part of the state. The sun is setting on Thursday night as Johnson and I hold down the fort here. Mark is producing in the background. He'll be back on the air tomorrow night with, is he going to be back tomorrow? Well, somebody's going to be back tomorrow. I'm not going to because I'm taking the night off for Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which is now an evening event here at PorkFest. It used to be an afternoon event, and it was always fun in the afternoons. I imagine it could be a little bit more wild in the evening, given that there may be more people imbibing various different substances prior to such an event. Johnson, you were at the goth dance party.
Yes.
Goth dance party last night, and you had...
try it out.
You had some kind of a coat, a trench coat, or...
Of course. Right? It's a goth dance party. Why not?
Well, I can't say I've ever been to a goth club. I know that one year there was this... Unce dance party, which I think they're going to have another one this year. But I remember the first year there was a couple of ravers who were kind of complaining that this was a joke. This wasn't actually a rave. Was last night actually anything approximate of an actual goth dance party?
I've never really been a goth, so it was kind of like a gothy rave. So sure, I can imagine that it would be.
Okay, so I figured you might have gone to like the castle in Ybor City or something like that.
Okay, so if I were to compare it to the castle in Ybor City, which I've been to, I think, maybe two or three times in my life.
This is an infamous.
There was no
club.
BDSM going on at the PorkFest goth party.
Well, okay,
so.
Yeah, but I heard there might have been there was a suspension show going on in one of the dome tents.
Sure, but if they had combined and had the suspension show happening at the goth party, then that might have matched the castle. But that's not what was going on. That's not what was going on there.
So it was fun, though.
It was tame in the sort of overtly goth community, I guess. It was just more of a rave with people wearing a lot of black.
Yeah, mad black makeup and things like that.
We've made Brian Sovereign, you know, the Sunday night co-host, proud with his triple black.
Oh, yeah, he loves to wear black. So there's been, you know, there's fun dance parties here at PorkFest. Tonight is the karaoke night, which kicks off in, I think, about 45 minutes. And, of course, there's plenty of stuff to do for kids here at PorkFest. Scott Beezer's with us from Quantum Vibe. We'll talk a little bit more with him in a moment. And do you need focus? And are you feeling fatigued? You want to get the extra edge where it counts and when it counts? Well, there's a lot going on in our lives these days, and it's easy to get tired and lose track of things. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of your rut and give you the focus you need, help you get things done? There might be. Look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Go to modup.net and look into it for yourself. They've got fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And modup.net supports the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. That's talk about a great incentive to use Bitcoin. That's an amazing price. And to make the deal even better, if you use code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Now, remember, and this is important. Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply to you. So go to modup.net, learn more about modafinil. It's great service at a great price, and use code FTL to get a great deal. And don't forget the Bitcoin discount at modup.net. Scott Beezer is with us from bigheadpress.com and various different great internet series, comic series. So folks can go and again read Quantum Vibe and the other great comics that you guys have at bigheadpress.com. But let's go back in time a little bit further, Scott. We talked about how Big Head Press came about.
Right.
But obviously you were a libertarian type long before that.
Since the mid-70s, pretty much, yeah.
So you're almost one of the originals, it sounds like.
I'm second generation, I'd say.
What brought you into it?
I almost hate to admit this, but I discovered Ayn Rand. And I actually picked up one of her nonfiction books, and I read some of the essays in them, and they kind of blew my mind. Who is this, and what is this all about? And I just started reading more and more, and then I read Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead and all the rest of them. And I never really bought into the whole objectivist thing, but I really liked the non-aggression principle. And for me, that was the key. And then when I discovered that there was a movement that supported the non-aggression principle, the libertarian movement, I was in pretty fast.
So what were you before, if anything, before becoming a libertarian?
Sort of vaguely Republican. You know, my parents were both Republicans, and you know, most people tend to follow their parents' politics. And I was sort of like that. And then you know, when I started getting more philosophically not consistent, but sophisticated, yes. And then the libertarianism really seemed to me to be blindingly obvious and really the only ethical, truly ethical system of thought that one could pursue.
You know, as somebody who's been in the libertarian movement longer than I've been alive, you know, what have you seen change over the years? Are things better today? Because it seems
Much. Much much larger movement, much more diverse movement in terms, well, especially in terms of gender. It's a lot more women in the movement now than it used to be. We still could use a lot more because there's quite a gender imbalance, but it's a lot less than it used to be. And also diverse in terms of the kind of institutions that are forming. The Libertarian Party, when I started, was pretty much the only thing that was going on back in those days. And now it's almost kind of a sideshow compared to, well, the Free State Project, which is currently the big thing, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
That's interesting.
Well, for one thing, Porkfest is the biggest gathering of libertarians in the country now anymore.
Huh.
You know, the national conventions get about half as many people as I've seen here. And, you know,
yeah, and they're so boring, too. The Libertarian Party, I think, is doing their national convention this week, or this weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I guess there's some concern that that was somehow going to cannibalize Porkfest, and I don't think it's going to.
Yeah, I think that was really foolish on their part. I think they hurt themselves really more than anything else.
Well, I don't know who made the choice first as far as I think that Libertarian Party actually chose the dates for their convention before Porkfest.
Yeah, but it's always been about this time of year, so, you know.
It's Porkfest is actually a week later this time of this year than it was in previous years. And so you've got the Libertarian Party, and yeah, you're right. That's one arm, if you will, of this larger liberty-oriented movement. I'm glad to hear that you feel as though, at least from you know an outside perspective, that the Free State Project is the biggest thing. Because you know, as of just a few years ago, I felt like a lot of libertarians hadn't even heard of us, that they were completely in the dark.
Yeah, well, there's you know, it's. The movement has gotten so big and so diverse now, it's kind of hard to reach everybody through one medium. And Free Talk Live is, you know, Free Talk Live is sort of powered Big Head Press in the sense that I love listening to your show while I'm drawing my comics.
Oh, wow, cool.
But, you know, not everyone listens to podcasts, not everyone listens to the radio, and so there are still people that haven't picked up yet, but they will.
Well, comics are a great medium, I mean, because a lot of people don't want to read, you know, they want to read books, but they can handle a comic book, and if you can transmit ideas that way, that works.
Well, it's all about storytelling for me. I believe that storytelling is really the primary way in which ideas and values are propagated and reinforced in a culture. And because I have a talent for drawing, I got into comics. If I were more just a writer, I'd be writing novels instead of producing movies or whatever, you know, my skills.
And other people are doing those things. You don't have to worry about it. Scott Beezer from Big Head Press, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here. And I hope you enjoy the rest of Porkfest.
Oh, it's been great.
All right, cool. Well, hopefully you'll get up here one of these days and join the fun with the Free State Project. And you should, too, if you're listening out there. Go to freestateproject.org. You can sign up there with a statement of intent. It's very easy. And more coming up here from Porkfest 2014 in moments.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here from Porkfest 2014, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can come here and join us, join over probably 1,000 at this point. I don't know. I can't estimate numbers very effectively, but I'm just kind of pulling a number out of my butt there. It looks like there's a lot of people here at Porkfest, and it is the Porcupine Freedom Festival put on by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, my opinion, is here in New Hampshire with other people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what we're doing here. Go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. It's still not too late for you to get up here and have fun with us and this great crowd of people. Go to porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com as we continue here. From our beautiful windowed room, the LRN.FM media room with our wonderful studio audience, thank you guys for coming out here and joining us on a night where there's a lot to do. There's a lot of stuff going on in competition to us. There's a Who's the Fed Roll game. I don't know what that means, but it sounds intriguing. The Bob Murphy Variety Hour is happening as we speak. following that, Bob Murphy, who's like this, you know, pretty well-known libertarian guy. He's going to be hosting the karaoke event. And right across from that, there's actually going to be a Guns and Weed showing, a screening of the film Guns and Weed with Michael W. Dean, the director of Guns and Weed. He'll be doing a Q&A session there, and that's always fun. He is quite a character. If you haven't seen, if you haven't heard the Freedom Fiends, he was broadcasting that show live from Portfest this week, and it was pretty entertaining stuff, especially if you were actually in the studio to see some of the things that were happening you couldn't necessarily see on the radio. So there's a lot happening here.
Clearly, you're the Fedian.
Yes, there's actually an article online about that.
I know.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. The more it's like the more liberty oriented, the more impossible it could possibly be for you to be the Fed. The more likely someone will accuse you of being.
Not for sure.
The North American Bitcoin Conference is where Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live next month, July 19th and 20th. We'll be there with all kinds of speakers from the Liberty community and the Bitcoin community. We've got Kathy Reisenwitz from Young Voices, Roger Veer, aka Bitcoin Jesus, Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, Peter Smith from blockchain.info, and many more, including Jeffrey Tucker from liberty.me. You can get your tickets at btcchicago.com. They're only $100, if I have been informed correctly, at btcchicago.com. And really, there's no reason at that price point not to go to this event. It's the first one, the first Bitcoin conference in the Midwest. So this is your chance to get out there and meet the doers and the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin business. Go to btcchicago.com. As we continue here, our next guest in on our third microphone. He's Scott Crow. He's an author of Black Flags and Windmills, Hope, Anarchy, and the Common Ground Collective. Scott, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's my first time to Porkfest. I'm very excited about that, coming up from Texas.
How'd you end up at Porkfest?
I was invited by the people from the Alternative Expo to come be a speaker and talk about left libertarian ideas and talk about socialist. I consider myself an anarchist and a left libertarian anarchist, and so they invited me up, and so I was excited to come and build some bridges between some of the communities.
So Alt Expo has been discussed a number of times on Free Talk Live, but for listeners who are new to the program, Alt Expo is sort of it was created in response to the early Free State Project events. There was the Liberty Forum and Porcupine Freedom Festival. Those are the two things the Free State Project puts on every year. And years ago, Jack Shimmick and some of the guys over at Alt Expo, they decided, it's good that the Free State Project is putting these events on, but they're not covering some of the things that we think should be covered. The curriculum should include this and this and this, and they decided, rather than try to beg the Free State Project to include their curriculum, they just decided to create their own separate event that was happening concurrently with the Free State Project events. They called it Alt Expo, and this is, I don't know how many of them they've had now. It must be at least
16 or 17 is what they said. Yeah. Yep. I'm very excited to be a part of that. I'm on a book tour right now for the book. Right now, I've been on the road for about 3.5 months. Second edition just came out of the book. So I'm very excited to be here in New Hampshire. I'm in Portland, Oregon tomorrow.
Okay. Tell me about the book, Black Flags and Windmills. I've never, read a page of it. It was literally just handed to me. We've just met moments before this interview. So what will people find?
Well, the crux of the book is talking about the ideas of anarchy from an anti-capitalist perspective, largely, and talking about how we can build power from below. But also it's talking about how disasters reveal the failures of capitalism, capital C capitalism that we have today, and the state. Nothing else does. And so after Hurricane Katrina, I co-founded one of the largest anarchist organizations in modern U.S. history. 38,000 people came through. And what we did was we worked in a dual power model without the state to help people build their own power back in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And so we did that with armed self-defense. We did that with building health clinics and food security, like community gardens, a lot of service work. But the whole idea was collective liberation, that we're all tied up at this together, and so I started to work on that. And so as 20 years of anarchist organizing for me brought me to that point. And so the idea wasn't to build power for myself, but to build power for the people in New Orleans who had their history stolen for so many years. And that disaster opened that crack where power fell, and I felt like not only could we fill the vacuum, but we could open the crack further to build liberation. And so the book is kind of a reflection on that, the mistakes that we made, the ideas of anarchy, and what we can do. It also talks a little bit, I've also was a target of the FBI for a decade. I was under investigation from 1999 to at least 2008. And so I talk a little bit about that, about being under surveillance all those times with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And so it's kind of a combination story of all of those things from a personal perspective. But it's not about building cult of personality around myself, but hopefully that the stories will show that how we can all build power ourselves without electoral politics, without these other things. I'm not against those things, but how other ways that we can build power.
Why was the FBI after you, in your opinion?
Well, they were after me because they, after September 11th, a lot of civil activists became terrorists, quote unquote, and so I just happened to fit the bill to make those rounds. I also believe
you're an anarchist. You must be violent.
Absolutely. No, it's totally true. And I also had worked in the animal rights movement for a long time and radical environmental movements. I'm an advocate for property destruction, corporate property destruction, state property destruction at given times. There's you know, as a tactic, it has legitimacy. And we have
an example of a legitimate destruction of property, because this is always this has been a discussion that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live. Like, for me, whatever the state has, they have illegitimately because they've stolen it.
Well, of course.
You said state and corporation separately, as those are separate things.
No, I was just trying to make a distinction, right, so that, right, people don't think I'm saying that let's bust into people's private property and start. Right. I'm not talking about that at all.
Not like
and so,
Main Street.
No, exactly. And I just want to be clarified. So I often
so
clarify this.
So you don't support smashing storefront windows of coffee shops or wherever?
Not so much. Myself, I mean, other people do that I know, but what I really, like in the more recent times, the plowshares, what they have done, it's a religious group, they want to turn the swords into plowshares, so like they will put their blood onto military vehicles, or they will try to gum up the machines, monkey wrench them, trying to stop machines from cutting down forests, which I've engaged in the past. I think these are legitimate forms of property destruction, even smashing state windows at protests. And the thing is, I mean, this is a long convoluted conversation that we're not going to have in 3 minutes.
No, we're not.
But the thing is, but being an advocate for that, being an anarchist, being an animal rights person and environmentalist made me fit the budget to become a paper tiger for the government's war on terror, right? Because if you're going to have a war on terror, you've got to pick people. And so, I mean, even though in the war on terror in the United States, largely it's Muslim people, 98% of the cases involve those people. But there were 6 informants in my life. I was investigated in 9 states and 13 field offices by the FBI.
How did you know there were 6 informants? Did you pull your file or something?
Absolutely. A nonprofit pulled my file in 2010, mm-hmm. Which was on the front page of the New York Times. Before Snowden released all those documents, I was actually the canary in the coal mine for all that stuff. The only thing and that was unusual about my case is I'm sitting here today. I'm not in prison. Usually by the time they've gone that far. And the thing is, I'm not a powerful person. It's just that I just fit the bill. And like other friends of mine have fit the bill.
Capitalism, you mentioned that at a conference like Porkfest. That's mm-hmm. going to rub some people the wrong way.
Absolutely.
That you're anti-capitalist. You might even see people wearing capitalism T-shirts.
I do.
At this conference. Can you sum up why capitalism is a bad thing, or how you even define it?
Well, capitalism for me is not just an economic exchange. It's a social relation, right, where accumulation of wealth for a few at the expense of the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And so all the forms that we have known of it involve incredible amounts of exploitation and oppression and extraction, seeing the world as a resource, and that includes humans, non-human animals, and the natural world, instead of seeing it as an ecosphere that we all are part of. It's, again, a complicated conversation.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm not a huge fan of the term capitalism myself. I'd just like people to be free to engage in whatever form
exactly.
they choose.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. Your book, Black Flags and Windmills, is available. Scott Crow, the author. Thanks for being on Free Talk
Thank
Live.
Thank you for having me on.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450. Free.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at PorkFest 2014. It is the 11th annual edition of an amazing gathering of wonderful people in the woods of northern New Hampshire. The sun is setting, and the mountains, you can still see them at this point in time. They're very beautiful. It's been a beautiful day. Last couple days, a little rainy today. I don't know if there's been much, if any, rain. It's been sunny most of the day today, and rumor is it might be for the remainder of the weekend. You never know really what you're going to get out of the weather up here, but regardless, there's always wonderful contrast here in New Hampshire, whether it's during the whole year, the seasons, which, Mark and I are from Florida originally. I didn't know what seasons really were. I'd seen them in the movies, and finally, can actually experience them here in New Hampshire. But, you know, it's not just the physical beauty of this place that's amazing. It's, as I said, the people that are here, the ideas that they present, that they bring to the table, that that are being discussed this weekend. There's still a lot to come here at PorkFest. I mean, this thing started on Sunday. There have been presentations all throughout the week on a variety of different DIY, do-it-yourself topics throughout the day. Today, earlier, there was a polyamory panel, a made-the-move panel, a heritage breed livestock, Shire Co-op panel, And then as we just talked to the author of Black Flags and Windmills.
Polyamory seems rather the opposite of DIY.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not, obviously if you're into polyamory, you're not doing it yourself.
Okay, there you go. So you can go to porkfest.com, learn more about this event. We're going to be here throughout the weekend broadcasting live and talking to interesting people from the event, people who have stories to tell. And this guy actually we've had on in the past. His name is Chris Gronsky. Chris, welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's actually been a number of years since I think we've had you behind a microphone.
Yeah, I'd say I think I talked with you at some Liberty Forum February.
You've been to Porkfest before, though.
I think
come real close on that.
Years ago, I was doing some work in Washington State. I'd missed some, but I've been part of it since the beginning, and it's been great. I like the way it's transformed into such a busy and building community type of event. It's great. I think it's awesome.
Now, are you a New Hampshire native, or have you just been up here since before the Free State Project? Because I feel like you've been around for a while.
Yeah, I came from Orlando, and then eventually I came up in '87, mm-hmm. and was part of voting New Hampshire as being the Free State, and part of that. So that's been great. I was president of. Freedom Force International, and also the state coordinator for We the People with Bob Schultz organization.
I remember that group.
Yeah. So
are they doing anything these days, or is it
I don't know. After dealing with being with Aaron Russo and having the America from Freedom to Fascism here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. I was part of bringing that to the state. That was about the time we started, departing our ways and moving on.
The last thing I remember from that group, the We the People organization, was they had this lawsuit that they'd filed because they had asked all these government bureaucrats questions.
Right.
They had these series of questions about the income tax, about the war.
The Truth and Taxation hearing, right.
Yeah, they had all these questions that they'd sent to all these government bureaucrats and elected officials, and not a single one of these government guys got back to them with answers. Not even Ron Paul's office, if I'm recalling correctly, answered any of these questions about, what's the obligation to pay taxes? All kinds of questions about sort of the system and obligations to pay these things. And so they ended up suing over their lack of getting responses. And the suit was over the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, the right to redress, which apparently had never been really determined by the Supreme Court.
Right.
And the court ended up making the ruling that, you have a right to ask questions, but we don't have to give you any answers to them. Right. No government agency has to give you any answers.
Which, of course, makes the whole idea of citizenship completely irrelevant.
Well, we know that from other court cases where they've determined that there are no... essentially, they've never come right out and said this, but in other words, they've said there are no citizens because the court cases have made clear that the government has no obligation to protect you. And, of course, the definition of a citizen, as I imagine you know, Chris, is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And so if there is no obligation to protect, then there couldn't possibly be a reciprocal obligation of a duty of allegiance. So
Well, I was going to say the answer to that question that they ask is show us the law that requires most people to file and pay. And the law is the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment provides privileges and immunities. It doesn't provide rights. The federal government I have documentation from them. They define the U.S. citizen as a 14th Amendment citizen, a citizen subject to the jurisdiction thereof. These are statutory citizens that are in their jurisdiction. In their jurisdiction, the federal government doesn't have to uphold the Constitution, which is why they say what they say. And there's no recourse for the citizens that are subject to them mm-hmm. because they have created this federal citizen. But in my class I have a class coming up on July 13th, I show people the difference between a federal and a state citizen. I've helped people over the last 15 years get passports declaring their state citizenship, and the federal government issues passport as a state citizen.
Now, what does that mean? Because my understanding is no government has an obligation to protect you. So how could there be a state citizen when there's not a federal citizen?
Well, the state citizen is basically predates the 14th Amendment. You can see in Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution refers to the citizens of the state are guaranteed the privileges and immunities of all the citizens of the state. So whatever the federal government would provide to the citizens of the state, they equally have to provide. There's an equality there that they can't favor one type of person over another. They have to do the same, which hits at the welfare state or the corporate state, all those privileges that the federal government gives out. But these 14th Amendment citizens are not citizens of the state. People can be both, or they can be neither. But these federal citizens are subject to the federal government. I cover this in great detail in my class.
Well, why would someone want to be a citizen of any government? I mean, because governments tend to suck at everything that they do. And so, you know, why would you even want their protection, even if it was available? And it doesn't really seem to be available to anyone, which, you know, is my argument that there is no such thing as a citizen.
Well, they may offer or want to offer that protection, but a sovereign, someone who is... who has habitation and domicile in a state doesn't have to receive or accept that protection. Most of what you're describing is a privilege or a benefit that comes from the state. Even though they may offer it, doesn't mean that you have to take it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when people move towards sovereignty, they communicate to their state, local, or federal government that they have no need for their protections, and therefore they give it up. They waive those privileges. It's not a right, because you don't have a right to government protection. Rights are inherent within you, but those privileges and immunities you can refuse, and that's what a lot of people who separate themselves from the state will do. They'll take those actions to do things legally.
I think a lot of people in the liberty movement would like to separate themselves from the state, but it seems like the people who believe in the state are very insistent that we stay within their system.
Insecure.
And will even lock us in a cage if we, you know, don't go along with their plan. So, I mean, is what you're talking about really possible? I mean, at a realistic level? I mean, can I go downtown Keene, go shopping, come back with a parking ticket on my car, and just tell them, oh, I'm not one of your citizens, this doesn't apply to me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it wouldn't be that way. There's a lot of assumptions in your dealings and what you've agreed to or not agreed to within the a community. You would have to make it clear that, you have to interrupt those assumptions, because people live in community and you look like the other people, other socialists and such as that. But if you're going to be sovereign or separate from a community, then you have to declare it. Mm-hmm. Now, if a person chooses to be a separatist and not be from that, well, then they should live accordingly and not partake or use the government facilities or things that the government wants to offer. And
yeah, those, what about the road?
Taxed. Yeah, if I got to go somewhere, I've got to go on the road.
And you're taxed that way through the purchasing gasoline or other things associated with that. The federal government taxes other corporations with respect to that. So you certainly pay those taxes indirectly. But an excise tax wouldn't violate your rights, because you could choose not to participate in that way. And that's the whole benefit of an excise tax.
No, I get where you're coming from, but are you saying that there is a way to get a court to recognize someone's sovereignty? I've never seen it happen.
There's a multiplicity of different remedies. A lot of times people don't know why or how they're compelled into a court, what agreements they've made. Most of the court action that's out there is in commerce, and so there's alleged adhesion contracts and things. And so when you come into court, you have to first find out if it's a court of record.
Have you ever done this stuff? I mean, because we've had a lot of people come into the show with a lot of legal theories. I've tried some of them in court, and they go nowhere. Have you ever?
There's
tried
a lot. What I deal with my clients is I work very hard at keeping people out of court, because the courts aren't very friendly for people, and it's a lot of work. So therefore, the best thing is to create remedies before, or to prevent yourself from being in court. But there's a lot out there where people have success. But I agree, like you, there's an inconsistency. Someone may have success here
and not another time,
and it becomes very difficult.
I want to see more people come and try unique solutions. And, you know, there's no guarantee that anything's going to work, but at least here in New Hampshire, we can actually go and record video in courtrooms. You can't do that in most places. So if somebody wants to try one of these theories, I think this is the best place to do it. Where can people go to learn more about you, Chris?
They can go to DestinationFreedom.org.
DestinationFreedom.org.
And I
am on Free Talk Live here tonight. Always appreciate
you.
It. Hour number three is coming up next. We'll talk to Shire Dude on the way.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you
to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.